Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Over to the US, where it's been confirmed that the suspect who shot two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. worked with the CIA in Afghanistan. This comes as today President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff heads to Moscow as part of continuing Ukraine deal-making. Simon Marks, chief correspondent for Feature Story News, joins us now. Hello, Simon. Happy Thanksgiving.
And the same to you, Katie, although here in Washington, D.C., as you can imagine, it is a Thanksgiving that has left the city somewhat on edge, given that shooting of those two National Guardsmen yesterday.
What is the latest on that now, Simon?
Well, we know that the two National Guardsmen, a man and a woman, who were shot in that attack yesterday afternoon, about a quarter of a mile from the White House. It was right by an underground station, that is the principal underground station serving the White House. They have both come through surgery, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi, after being critically wounded in that attack. The suspect, a 29-year-old man by the name of Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, was also seriously wounded when he was shot by another member of the National Guard as the attack took place. It has been revealed over the last few hours that he had previously worked with CIA-backed military brigades in Afghanistan during America's longest war, of course, in Afghanistan. He secured admission to the United States in September 2021 under a Biden administration program that sought to offer refuge to Afghans who had worked with U.S. forces during America's war and occupation of Afghanistan. And he is said to have driven all the way across country, thousands of miles from Washington State on the Pacific coast to Washington, D.C., for what officials now describe as a targeted attack. That journey concluded within the last 36 hours or so, and shortly after he arrived in Washington, he headed into the center of Washington, D.C., and allegedly engaged in that assault on those two National Guard officers. We do not know what his motivation was at this point for the attack.
It is a bit of a political gift to President Trump, though, because it hits all his the issues that are important to his base: immigration, law and order, and something he can blame Joe Biden for.
Exactly that. And President Trump embraced the opportunity, seized on it last night at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where he's spending the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. He, of course, drew everyone's attention to the fact that the suspect had entered the United States as a result of a Biden administration program. He's called on the Department of Homeland Security now to re-examine all 77,000 Afghans who entered under that particular program. They were not granted refugee status. They were given simply two-year parole to be in the country and then launch asylum proceedings. It is perfectly possible that many of them may, as a result of this re-examination, be rounded up and booted out of the country under President Trump's mass deportation programs. He also has announced that he's deploying another 500 National Guard to the streets of Washington, D.C., a decision that is going to irk many residents of this city who already faulted the Biden administration for claiming that the National Guard were needed on the streets of this city to deal with a purported crime wave, even though, of course, violent crime was at a 30-year low in August when he deployed the initial set of National Guard troops on the streets here. And a judge has actually already ruled that the deployment stretching back to August is illegal, the administration continuing to appeal that ruling.
Very, very briefly, Steve Witkoff heading to Moscow. Are we hoping for a breakthrough in the short term, Simon?
Well, the Trump administration clearly is, as it continues to pursue this peace plan, despite the embarrassment of having having been revealed that Mr. Witkoff had taken basically a 28-point Russian plan and run it through some translation software and then claimed that most of it was the American plan. Vladimir Putin, speaking in Moscow today, though, raised the same sort of issues and questions that he's always raised in the past about whether the government of President Volodymyr Zelensky is legitimate and whether this peace proposal that Witkoff is now trying to sell to the Russians genuinely addresses Russia's concerns. So whether this goes anywhere, I think, is still very much an open question.
OK. OK, Simon Marks in Washington there. Many thanks for that.